Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
As we mentioned, Abdul Duke Fakir, the last surviving original member of the Four Tops, passed away yesterday. He was 88. He died at his home in Detroit with his wife and other loved ones by his side. Back in 2013, Mary Wilson, the one in the middle, one of the founding members of the Supremes, hosted a holiday spectacular at the Chicago Theater. And they both joined me and also Marianne to talk about the old Motown days and also about hearing their records on the radio for the first time. Also, Duke's connection with the Supremes and how the Four Tops got started.
That's a very long story. It really is.
The condensed version.
We got started. There was a club, a girls' club at the high school Levi and I went to, and they were called the Scheherazades. They always gave exquisite parties, and to be in one of the Scheherazades, you had to be an exquisite lady, so to speak. So they invited myself and Levi to one of their parties, knowing that we both sang, because we used to sing around the school and all that kind of stuff. So me and Levi said, you know what, maybe we should go as a quartet. You know, we get Old B. Benson because he can sing and he looks good. We get Lawrence Payton. Well, see, we didn't go to really sing. You know, we went to the party at 18 and 17, what you go to parties for, to meet the ladies and dance and have fun, which we did. But we started singing in the middle of the party. The hostess asked, did we have anything to sing? We said, yes, we have a group and we'd like to sing for you. We said, Levi, just go out, take off on the song. We're back here. Mm. Our voices blended so well.
Wow.
You know, each in the perfect place. I was first tenor. Lawrence was second tenor. Rinaldo Benson was baritone. And Levi, of course, the greatest lead singer I know, even past Diane. But anyway, we sounded so good. We said, wow, why don't we form a group? So after we had our fun and then did what we came there to do and, you know, dance with the ladies and have fun, the next day we started singing and we called ourselves the Four Ames then. We were very surprised how easily we learned harmonies.
Oh, the Four Ames, and you had to change that because of the Ames Brothers, right?
In fact, we changed it right here in this city.
Really?
At Chess Records, our first recording session in 1956.
That's a great place.
Yeah.
Have you toured that lately?
What's that?
Chess Records? Have you been back there?
No, I toured Lakeshore Drive last night trying to find a hotel.
So tell me about that again. At Chess, you changed the name
Chess,
there?
We were recording, and Leonard and Phil Chess said, you know, you have to change your name. There's the Four Ames Brothers, and that's very popular. And then I realized that then. I said, okay. So our musical director at that time, Maurice King.
Maurice Orr?
Who was from,
oh, really?
Yeah. Who was, who was from the Department of... Arts and Artist Development. He asked the question, well, how come you can't name yourself the Four Ames? And I said, well, because we didn't want to be a bird or frog or lizard, anything. We wanted our name to signify what we were trying to do. We were aiming for the stars, shooting for the moon, trying to get on top. He said, well, what about the Four Tops? And it hit a bell. Everybody at the same time said, hey, that's great. Let's go. Session on.
Boom. All right. Born right here on South Michigan Avenue at Chess Records. When you two hear your music today, do you think back to the recording sessions? Do you think, oh, wait a minute, I could have done that better? Or can you just enjoy it?
According to where I am and what the conditions are when I hear it. Sometimes if I'm in the car and I can remember when it first came out, like Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, you could hear it. If you was riding a car, you hear it in somebody else's car.
Yeah.
So when I hear it in my car, I kind of turn over the seat almost automatically from back in the 60s.
Is there a Supreme song and a Four Top song that means more to you folks than others?
Well, to me, I've got a couple. Two. One is Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Basically because it was the first one to change, and it changed our lives completely. And it's a good kind of sing-along. The second song you wouldn't believe is called MacArthur Park.
Oh, yes.
And it's evidently I left something in the rain somewhere.
Yeah, you don't normally
every time we sing that
connect
song,
that with
I
the
get
Four Tops. Do you guys still remember the first time you heard one of your records on the radio?
Oh, absolutely, I do for sure.
Yes. Duke, when give us the circumstances and
well,
what was the song?
The first time I heard it on radio was "Baby, I Need Your Lovin'," and I was riding in a car with a friend of mine. And we had recorded about 2 weeks later, so the expectation was just okay because it was our first time. We don't know what to think. We knew Holland Dozier and Holland were great producers, great writers, and we felt like it was going to be pretty good. But when I heard it on the radio and it was on AM, it just, to me, blew everything else off the radio because of their production. They had the strings, they added girls' voices, and you know, it just was absolutely just busted me wide open.
And
I got so excited. I said, "Man, get me to a phone." I called Levi. He had just heard it. I said, "Well, you know what, man? We better call Obi. Where's Obi?" He said, "Obi's in Atlantic City. His wife is one of the dancers on with Larry Steele."
Oh, yeah, right.
So he was down there hanging out. Well, I called him, and he was screaming. He said, "Man, I just heard our record from Philadelphia, baby. I need your loving." And we were just all agog. He got on the bus like 10 minutes later. Coming to Detroit, and we started rehearsing and getting prepared for whatever.
Our producer, Kristen Decker, brought in an album, a good old-fashioned LP today called, what was that, The Magnificent Seven? Was that the name of it?
The Four Tops and Temptations.
The Return of the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, we had about four albums that Tops and Supremes did together.
Well, you know, we actually had a hit record together.
Yeah.
Mountain High. You know, that was originally recorded, I think, by Ike and Tina Turner. But our record was a big hit. It was like a top five or something.
Duke, were you folks close with the Supremes all the way back to, from the early days?
Well, we met the Supremes well into our career when we came to Motown in 1963, but we had been singing professionally since 1954. But when we did meet the Supremes, we instantly liked the young ladies. They had great vision. They had great voices. They had great figures. They were
they were older men. I've always been a groupie of the Four Tops myself.
your look, the Supremes look, the Four Tops look, was as influential as the sound. How did Motown control all that?
Motown had something that no record company had, and it's called artist development. In fact, the lady that was head of that just passed away.
Her funeral
was Friday.
Yes.
Maxine Power. At Artist Development, Berry Gordy was building stars. He wasn't just selling records. You could go there and you could learn how to eat, talk. If you needed to learn how to dress for your stage, if you needed music for your stage wear, if you needed choreography, whatever you needed, Artist Development had it there for you. And that was one thing that was really stands out with the Motown artists, because it was a look, it was a sound, it was a feel, it was an approach, it was everything, and it all come from pretty much in our heads as well as Artist Development.
So they taught you all the moves.
Yeah, they taught them all the moves.
Yeah, the Four Tops still did their little windshield wiper.
We had our moves. We basically had that one move when we came there, and everything else we cut off.
The windshield wiper move, with both hands up. Yeah, Duke Fakir. What a great talent and such a lovely person. Also, Mary Wilson, and she's gone too, died 3 years ago. The Levi, by the way, that Duke referred to, Levi Stubbs, the lead singer of the Four Tops. But it was Duke who kept the legacy going for 70 years, and as recently as a couple of years ago, he was still performing with new musicians, of course, as the Four Tops.